Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. How's it going for you today? You know, all of us boys are going to be in the studio today, and we want to talk to you about what's going on in your life. What difficulty are you facing? Have you experienced some failure today? Well, maybe we can help you.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. Welcome to a special edition of New Life Live. This is Classic Friday, and all of our calls have already been taken and answered. Many, many months or years ago, we brought back some of the best. So welcome to New Life Live on Classic Friday.
My question is, does forgiveness always include reconciliation?
But dads can invite their daughters to another level when they go there themselves.
Has focusing ever been an issue? Or
you think that ADD thing is only Steve, huh?
Yeah.
No wonder you connected.
So tell us where you're the bad guy here.
Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous. It's not the well that need a physician, but the sick.
I never thought of it like that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Stephen Arterburn here, and so glad that you've joined me. The guys will be here in just a minute, and we have some stuff for you. We have free tips, 6 steps to positive parenting after a divorce. Are these ever needed? But these are great steps to positive parenting. And, you know, it starts right off the bat with stop worrying about criticism from the other parent. Now, isn't that a great thing if you're going through a divorce, always worrying about what the other person's saying about you to the child? You just have to stop worrying about that. But those are there. Those are free for you. And we know that so many of you struggle in that area. You've been through it or you're going through it, and it is not an easy time. Our resource, Moments for Families with Prodigals. I wrote the introduction to this. It's our part of our New Life Live meditations. And one of the things I point out in the introduction that there was a man who had a prodigal son. He had a lot of prodigals. And everything he did for them, cleaning up after them, did no good. And it just broke his heart. And finally, he wrote a book about it. It became a bestseller. And, of course, his name is Jesus. All of us are his prodigal children. He knows what you're going through. And if you're struggling or if you want some comfort or you'd love a great gift for somebody that you know is struggling with their kids, it's Moments for Families with Prodigals. And then those that support the ministry, Boundaries Face-to-Face, John and Henry's new book, it's how to have that difficult conversation that you've been avoiding. It will really help you. It could change your whole life. And we send that to those who support us. And we hope that you will support us either because your life has been changed or because you want to be part of changing other lives. And, well, here we are. Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. Guys, how you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys.
We are basking in the warmth from Cape May, New Jersey still, and we've just gotten some great evaluations from people that their lives were changed. In the last segment of the program, we want to read some things to everybody just to give you a feel for what happened there and the results. So we'll do that in the very, very last segment. But things were good for you?
It was a great time.
Really was.
It's really cool to be around, you know, how many people was it?
300.
300 people?
Yeah.
Who are, like, looking to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a cool thing.
That is the best thing about working with New Life is that you, wherever you go, whether it's a Calvary Center or Every Man's Battle or Lose It for Life, or you're working with people that essentially have said what all of us have said, like maybe this morning, I'm at the end. I'm done, and I'm ready to get better, and I want some help.
They what's interesting is that when you tell them, you know, as a speaker, you want to tell them the good stuff, and there's hope, and there's change. And sooner or later, if you're doing your job, you got to tell them the bad news too, what you have to face, what you have to.
Sort of like that death thing before resurrection.
The death before resurrection, and these people. I was just so struck by how they looked at it, and they thought, and you could tell by the responses, I have to die to some things, like pleasing other people, like the being isolated and self-sufficient, and you saw them moving toward that because the growth was important to them.
One person said they didn't understand why I was being so silly till they heard the radio broadcast, and then they understood.
Yeah, no other option.
Yeah, it's true. We'll take a break, come right back after this.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To make a tax-deductible gift or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
You know, those of you who have kids 8 to 12, our other resource is this new Bible, the Young Believer Bible. And there's a 365-day devotional with it. There's another book called Case Files about kids living out their faith. But this is a little study Bible for 8 to 12-year-olds, helping them discover the foundations of the faith. 42 beliefs that are traced all through the Bible, explain what they are, why they are. And just a lot of very helpful features that will not only bring your child to the Lord, but keep that child deeply rooted. And that's what we want to see. You can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's called the Young Believer Bible. It is a Tyndale publication.
Especially at that developmental age, Steve, that's the soaking in age. Mm-hmm. That's when they're sponges for information.
Yeah.
Now, past 12, it changes when you don't know anything. But this is
sort of like their missiles against information.
Basically, it's aggro. But the way you've constructed this Bible, it feeds that part of them that is pro-information.
Yeah, we like that. Be pro-info. Whitney from Fairfax, Virginia, WAVA. You were at the Lose It for Life Institute, I understand.
Yeah, it was great. I've been looking forward to your show this morning because I miss you guys.
We miss you too. We really do.
It was an amazing week. It really was something. It wasn't a neat little package, and it was actually a lot of hard work. But it was so worth it, and I would recommend it to anyone.
Mm. What's been different since you got home?
Well, let's see. Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting in a chair in the ballroom, and Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting in a gym.
There you go. I like that. That's
yep.
Great.
We opted for the expensive gym with childcare, so I have no excuse. I was there again this morning at 9. And,
Whitney, there's something about knowing that you've got a big bill. If you don't show up, you still have to pay that bill. Doesn't that motivate you?
It does.
It motivates me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is so great. Tell me what was the highlight of the 5 days there.
You know, I really loved Henry's talk on grace because I've been a Christian since I was in second grade. But
Didn't get it till you heard that talk.
Yeah. Hmm. Ooh, sorry.
That's okay. It does have that effect. I think it is the highlight of the 5 days is hearing, for so many people, is hearing what grace really is. So cool.
And, yeah. I don't think I've ever before allowed myself to accept grace. And it was that was the highlight.
Yeah. Hmm. Good. I'm glad you accepted it and felt it.
Yeah, I did. And tomorrow night I'm seeing a new life therapist, and actually it's Trish Thacker. She was at Lose It for Life.
Right. Well, Whitney, I'm excited about your new life, and I hope that you'll just keep on doing what you're doing right now, and God bless you for calling us today.
Oh, thank you, guys. God bless you. It was a great, great experience.
Well, let me send you John and Henry's new book, Boundaries Face to Face, okay?
Oh, thank you. That would be wonderful.
All right, you hold on and we'll get that to you. Anybody else interested in that, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Corby, Torrington, Wyoming, listens on XM Satellite Radio. Hi, Corby. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. God bless you.
God bless you. What's going on in your life today?
Well, my wife and I are recently separated. And she says she loves me and wants me back in her heart. But in her mind, she doesn't know because of an affair.
And an affair that who had?
I had. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a sexual affair. It was more of turning to someone to talk to about our problems because we couldn't talk because we fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I don't know what to do because I want her to come home. She wants to come home in her heart, but she says in her mind she doesn't.
Okay. What, Corby, what in her mind is telling her that she doesn't? Does she have good reason to withhold? Sometimes, you know, after something like that, when a couple's working through it, and the heart does want to move ahead of the process, and the mind is telling somebody good things about how to structure reconciliation and getting back through that. And sometimes the mind tells us, you know, hyper defensive things that keep you from following through when you should. So what is her mind telling her, and why are the reasons?
That she's afraid to give me her heart again, you know, and afraid that, you know, it's going to happen again. And, you know, we've been going to, she's been going to a Christian counselor. I drive trucks, so I don't get to go as much as she does. But she's been going. I've picked up, you know, some books. I've been reading a lot of.
What would her mind, if she were a sane person, what would her mind be able to see that would tell her differently? In other words, when people do move back towards the relationship, they have a lot of new information in their mind about the person, and they say, Corby has been on this path, he's meeting with people, he's working out this issue, he's got a support system, he's finding out why he got into this, he's facing his weakness, he's got accountability. And then her mind would have a lot of new data in it. Does she have that to draw on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we spent a weekend together, you know, no kids. We don't have any together. We were both separated before, so we spent a weekend away, and you know, we had a really good, you know, we had a good weekend. I mean, we really
Corby,
connected.
That's not what we're talking about, Corby.
Hold on.
We want to paint you a picture because you're going in the wrong direction that's going to cause you further pain and alienation. So let's paint the right picture so you'll know which way to go, okay?
Okay.
And the right picture is, you know, good times and close times are great, but something is broken. And you don't just have good times and hope. It'd be like saying, you know, let's go start working out because I have cancer. There's something wrong. The fact that you guys, number one, the fact that you guys are so alienated you can't have conflict successfully. And number two, that part of you goes to someone else to get comfort rather than to, you know, a support group or a man or something like that. You go in places that are wrong for you. That's another thing. And I think until your wife sees that you are taking steps to deal with those issues.
Yeah, like a new path.
Yeah, a new stringent path where she sees these are the things that really frighten her. All the good time weekends in the world really aren't going to do much for her.
Right.
Her fear is actually a sign of her health and strength there because you're not giving her that really great source of hope to hang on to.
And it doesn't come from words, Corby. And what you know, we want you to put this back together. And certainly we're pulling for you, but because of that, we got to tell you something. Words aren't the way to do it. You behaved your way into this problem, and you got to behave your way back into the solution. And what women look for is a pattern of your being different about managing life and about the relationship. And that tends to kind of melt the defenses to where they're not needed anymore.
Right.
That's what we want you to do.
And I sense that you called because you wanted to know what to do, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, like I said, we're going to counseling. We talk a lot. I'm gone all week. I'm on the road all week. But we talk a lot. I've told her, you know, I've wrote her.
Okay, again, Corby, are you hearing us say that it's going to be that she sees Corby not assuring her and not talking. That's important, but she's got to see Corby on the path of change, making the decisions, going to get the help, going to get the healing, going to get the growth. It's a little like, we're glad that you are talking to her and that she is there with you, but until she's assured that you're on the path to growth,
apart from her,
away from her, that's different than her, then she's kind of right to be afraid.
Right.
Yeah, you've kind of proved that the way you've worked isn't enough, and I hope that you'll hear some of this, because we'd really like to see you pull this thing back together.
One of the things, analogies I've used before, would be if Tiger Woods were out there trying to drum up trust in relationships, in other words, for mm-hmm. you know, to get people to have him endorse their products,
right.
He could say, look, you know, I promise I'll never hit it out of bounds again. I'll never hit it in a lake again. I'll never, you know, I'll win. I'll do all this stuff. Or he could go amass the record where you don't really have to have those conversations. And in relationships where trust has been broken, what the person that broke the trust has got to do is go out there and perform in ways where the other person, and here's the key ingredient, the other person sees that you are so concerned about your own growth and getting better that you're putting massive efforts into becoming a different person.
Right.
And then they don't have to try to change you into a trustworthy person. And that's the way you win them back.
Yeah, I think all of us, if we're experiencing a bit of healthy self-examination, we're evaluating, am I doing enough? And when we stumble or fall or crash into the wall we thought we could avoid, then obviously we're not doing enough. We need to add some things to the program that we're... I mean, everybody's got a program.
Mm-hmm.
Your program might be television. It's not a good program, but that's your program.
Maybe Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos and TV.
You
but
know,
there's more than that.
A good passage that just kind of encapsulates all that, Steve, is Psalm 139, where Dave said, Dave.
You guys are so close.
You and Dave are on our first
buddy
name
Dave.
Base.
And yeah. he goes, search me and know me and try my anxious heart and see if there be any hurtful way. And then he moves further and says, and lead me in the everlasting way. Yeah. There's some steps I've got to take.
That's right. And when you think about Pete and how he lied, said that he never, you know, even knew Jesus. Boy, that's and Matt, you know, the whole thing with Matt.
Kathy, I just love the way that Moses was able to go through that desert experience.
It was,
you know.
And old A. I mean, that's what I call Adam. Hey, anyway, Kathy from Reading, Pennsylvania, you listen to WBYN, that is the station. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You guys are wonderful. I enjoy your program, and I'm reading Changes That Heal right now, and I just love that book.
Mm. Well, how can we help you?
Doing good stuff for me. Well, I've been married for 17 years, and we're having serious intimacy problems. Mostly on my end, he doesn't feel there's a problem, but I'm having a really hard time. I feel that he's taken advantage of me sexually on several occasions, and I can't get past that. And a big part of it is that he doesn't think it's a big deal.
Mm.
And I don't know if it just somehow it would make me feel better if he realized that it was a big deal and he would try to change. Instead, he just mocks. Even when he gets upset with me at times, he'll be like, ooh, I raped you. And like kind of just makes a joke
ooh,
out of it, which
you?
Hurts me that much more.
Oh, stop. Ooh, I raped you? Is that what he says?
He's forcing you?
Is that what happened?
Yes. Through our marriage, and this has been, I mean, it's not all the time, but through our marriage it happened, like even if I was crying, he'd force me to.
Mm.
But on just recently, I've had a serious neck injury and serious neck surgery where my whole neck is fused. And on two different occasions, I took Vicodin and at night, and I was out. And I woke up to him, finished, I was, he was on top and finishing. And I woke up that way, and I guess he doesn't feel like it should be that traumatic for me.
Kathy,
sometimes I think it shouldn't be too, but it is. It's horribly. I can't get past it.
Hmm. Well, when you think that shouldn't be traumatic, you're kind of, you know, thinking like a trauma victim thinks, because that's not the way it's supposed to be. Okay. But what we would be concerned about is that you've tried to tell him and he's not listening.
Right. I've told him over the years, but I've been going to counseling.
And I told the counselor after the first time this happened, just with the sleeping incident, and he was there when I confronted him. And
oh, so you're in counseling together?
Well, he's only gone once. He went that one time, and he hasn't gone back.
Okay.
I actually went to marriage counseling, but he wouldn't go, so I was going on my own. And I did confront him about the first time it happened when I was asleep, because it happened to be the night before I went to counseling, and he went with me. And then a week later, the same thing happened.
Well, what was the counselor's stance towards that?
The counselor told me privately that he thought that was definitely rape, that it's a problem, and he needs to get help for it. Now, he didn't really say that to my husband.
But,
he got defensive
You know what? You're the one with the leverage here. And I think what you have to do is you've got to talk to him and say, look, we are going to get help. And draw the line and say, I won't subject myself to this anymore. I know you haven't heard me and laughed it off, but we are going to get help together.
This classic program from the archives of New Life Live will be right back after this short break. Today's show has been pre-recorded. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. They are the authors of Boundaries Face to Face, How to Have That Difficult Conversation You've Been Avoiding. And Kathy, we're setting her up to have a very, very difficult conversation here.
Yeah, Kathy, to some degree, and to a large degree, or however he's doing this, he's in some sort of denial, because you've been telling us for a long time. And when people are like that and they're not listening, then you have to draw some sort of line, some sort of boundary that where they have to listen. And probably, you know, what you have to do is give him one more chance, say, are you willing to do this and go with me? And if he's not, then you and your counselor figure out what the consequences will be. I mean, certainly you should be telling him that you guys can't be together sexually until he begins to listen to you. I mean, that would be a minimum.
And if he can't...
But this needs to be done in the context of a counselor so they can figure out, you know, the best way to get him on board.
Yeah, since you've got a person who can't control or won't control himself anyway, if he won't respect that, then you have to go to other levels. And other levels are things like different bedrooms, locks. I mean, you hate to talk about this, but if he really, really is that kind of a person on a physical level, you know, sometimes there's even separation. So you need to be willing to go to whatever level is that he gets his attention, that this is not going to go away. Right now, a lot of times a husband will think, all I've got to do is wait you out. Your anger, your nagging, your pleading, and then I can do what I want, and that can be no more. And you're going to probably need support for that.
All right, I want to send you Every Woman's Desire. It's a book I hope that you will say to him, and we need to read this book together, because this is addressed so well in that book, and I hope that you'll get him to read it along with the other boundaries that must be set.
Yeah, I would suggest boundaries in marriage, too. In the chapter on the resistant spouse, it's going to give you a path. And you can talk to your counselor about how to work that out.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE for those resources. We think Lose It for Life's the best. Every Man's Battle is the best. We think our counselors are the best. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, guys, there are a lot of women out there.
There are a lot of women out there.
they see? And they...
So far, you're right.
They aren't in a situation where they feel like they've been raped, but they feel like they've been pushed, shoved, pressured to do more, go beyond what they're comfortable with. And they would say, hey, look, you know, I'm the boss here. I'm the leader, and you're supposed to submit to me, and this is what I want. This is what it takes for me to stay faithful to you. It really puts women in such a bind over what to do. And they don't know where to turn. Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's such a misinterpretation of what the Bible teaches about leadership.
Right.
You know, what he should be saying is, here's how I'll die for you.
Yeah.
Here's how I'll serve you.
Just the opposite. Right. It is the opposite.
Right. What they kind of, I guess, get talked out of, or maybe they never know in a lot of instances, is how much power they have.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, you know, if they feel like at some level that you know, if they say no, you know, bad things are going to happen. They're going to get rejected, abandoned, you know, whatever. Then if that happens, so many times the guy is so dependent who's like that. And when they finally do begin to set some limits, you know, they find out how much power they have, because he needs her so much, and it forces him a lot of times to begin to get help and go down the path. We've heard that story 8,000 times.
Yeah.
But we also need to say that sometimes it becomes very dangerous. And sometimes when women do say no to various things in life, I mean, that you only you know your situation, but we would tell you sometimes what you might need to do is talk to a counselor and a women's shelter before you do this.
Get the resources lined up.
Because there are some very, very dangerous men out there. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, it's really important. And a lot of women, I think, kind of like try to think the best, which is not always bad. But a lot of times a wife will think, I've just got to reason with him and he'll get it in some way. And there's no reason in some men.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be some kind of action or force or counterforce.
Men, we can do better than this. And if you find out you have pushed the envelope a little bit, that you've gone beyond what your wife is comfortable with, you know, all you have to do is say, look, I am so sorry. I will never let this happen again. And get the help that you need to be sure that you're thinking more of her than you. It really is important. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, you call us. Let's go to Kathleen in Modesto, California. She listens to KFAX. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
I have a question about churches.
Okay.
We believe in them.
Yes, we do.
That's my problem. That's my problem, because every time I go to a church, I get things, you know, when I have questions or when I, you know, try to share my struggles, and all they say is, God will heal it, you know, time.
Kathleen, how many churches have you interviewed about this problem?
About four right now.
What problem are you sharing with them that they just say, well, God will heal it?
Well, basically, this is my issue, that I can't connect with people. And what they say, well, you have to connect with God first, which I believe.
Okay, hold on. We'll cover this when we get back.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. Today's program has been pre-recorded. If you'd like to make a donation or register for an upcoming workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Max Licato. You know, I've been a pastor for 3 decades, and I've seen people run to different things for comfort when they're hurting. Some run to drugs, some to alcohol, some folks go shopping, some gamble their money away, some folks turn to sex, yet others turn to food. If food is something you've chosen as your drug of choice and you'd like to break that habit, that obsession, that addiction, whatever you want to call it, the good folks at New Life can help you. They have a weight loss weekend coming up, and you ought to look into it. There's no reason to let weight define who you are. Get your health back. You know, you're a child of God. He has something better in store for you than living and hiding behind your weight problem. Call 800-NEW-LIFE today. Right now, ask them about the New Life Weight Loss Weekend. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or just check it out online at newlife.com. It could change your life.
Glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Henry Cloud. I'm talking to Kathleen, and she's having a hard time connecting with people. Calls the church, as they say, connect with God first. You know what? I think for you to really understand the church and know the church, I think you just go. And you see if you can find some folks in one of their recovery groups or support groups you can connect with.
Yeah, Kathleen, I think the test there is if you have difficulty connecting with people and you want to go to a church that's going to help you to do that, then if you have that problem, you can't be the one that initiates that program. You've got to pick a church that already has programs in place that have the kind of groups that help people to do that. And then you don't have to make this argument.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but most of the churches here in the area don't believe in support groups or counseling or thing like that.
But a lot of them do.
Actually, that's not really true, Kathleen. We speak in Modesto, and you know, we would like to keep you on the line and give you some places, because the reality is, when a church says, "Well, connect with God first," we absolutely. I mean, that's great, but don't let them go into an either-or thing there, where it's God or people. Have them say, we will help you connect to God and the Lord in very important ways, and also here's some places to connect with people. And if that's in place, you go for it, and we'll leave you some names.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. Let's go back to our phones, and I tell you what, let's talk with Cindy. Cindy is calling us all the way from Muncie, Indiana. WQME is the station. Cindy, how is it in Muncie?
Actually, it's a very pretty day today.
Very pretty day. Well, I bet it is. There's some very wonderful people there in Muncie. We're glad that you listened to us. How could we help you today?
Well, I'm glad that you guys took my call. I enjoy listening to your radio show. I try to listen to it every day when I'm at work. Actually, I've been a Christian for about 7 years now, and for the past 2.5 years, I've been having these horrible thoughts towards God, and I don't want them.
Like what kind of thoughts?
They're just like I have, like, cuss words come into my mind toward him. And, you know, just like when I read the Bible, just these horrible thoughts come into my mind, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I repent, and I've cried, and I've asked the Lord to take this away. And
have you ever tried to get any help, Cindy?
I don't know what to do. I have a prayer group.
Have you had any counseling about this?
No.
The reason I ask is that I'm going to say 99% of the time, if somebody has those intrusive kinds of thoughts, and 99% is a metaphor, it's not exactly right, but, you know, somebody who doesn't want to have certain kinds of thoughts, and they have them, there's a term for them. They're called ego alien thoughts, and what that means is they're alien to your sense of you know, I, Cindy, don't want to have these. And it's not something that you want, but it's an obsession. And it's a very well-known kind of phenomenon. And it can mean a lot of different things. But one of the things it doesn't mean is kind of what, you know, people that have them end up kind of concluding that it does mean, that you're a bad person and, you know, that God's going to hate you and it disrupts your relationship with him. It's an obsessional thought. Mm-hmm. And it can be related to things like depression. It can be related to things like anxiety. Have you struggled with depression, anxiety in your life?
Yeah, and I am really bad now.
Bad with depression?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said 99% of the time. And this is so, so helpable, Cindy. And what we would want for you is to get with somebody who's treated, you know, zillions of people with this problem and knows what to do with it, because you can be free from obsessional thoughts if you get the right kind of help.
Yeah, Cindy, can I ask a question? What did anything happen in the last 2 years? You said you've been a Christian for several years, but 2 years ago these thoughts came. Did you have a loss or a bad event happen?
No, actually, it seemed like it was kind of the happiest time in my life. I had recently been in an abusive marriage.
You left a marriage 2 years ago?
Yeah, actually, well, no, it's been longer than that, probably 5 years ago. I had gotten out of an abusive relationship. I am now remarried to a husband that treats me very good.
Good.
I had a baby, and...
When was this?
He will be 3 in November.
Cindy, it is possible that the fact that you're now in circumstances mm-hmm. of love and safety, that these intrusive thoughts now have the permission to come out that represent some issue of control or lack of love that you've never experienced. It's sort of like now there's room for that. So there's a lot of help for that. So get people around you who have experience and especially clinicians about this. It's very, very treatable.
You know, you may feel like a person that's hanging out at the pool hall drinking beer till 3 in the morning cursing God. You know, that obviously is not the person that you are, but because these are uncontrollable, you kind of take that label onto yourself and that shame, and it just...
Steve, the technical term for what you just said is ego dystonic, meaning this isn't me, and the guy at the pool hall is ego syntonic, meaning this is very consistent with who I am. Mm-hmm. They're very different situations.
And there are a lot of people like me who are ego stupid, who just don't understand themselves. And these kind of things can reach your eyes when they're running around like a little rainbow.
Ego stupid. Is that in the books, John, somewhere?
I think it's a new title for a new book by Steve.
You might look it up.
Well, now that you've taken the aluminum foil off your head and aren't getting those thoughts from outer space.
Life is better.
But you know what? Also, it's true about sometimes people that have those kinds of thoughts.
What's that?
Is the thing about the personality structure is that they don't have the freedom to have negative feelings and thoughts towards God and other people. And we know that's true a lot of times about somebody that's attracted to people who end up being abusive. It's very difficult for them to have angry feelings, assertive feelings, you know, push against people. And sometimes they're pushing against sides turn into obsessions and push against themselves. And we would want her and everybody else to have the freedom to be like David and Job and everybody and say, God, what are you doing? I'm bugged with you. You know, all of that. So you need that too.
Well, that's the wisdom of Henry Cloud. And boy, did we ever have great days back then. Steve Arterburn here. I hope you like these Fridays with John, Henry, myself, we really are hearing great things from other people saying, thanks for putting these back on. But it does show you that God's wisdom, it's timeless, and that we haven't changed anything about what we think and feel. We've refined some things and learned a little deeper about some stuff, and we've been blessed by new additions, you know, like when Mylan came on and brought us all of this great stuff about attachment. And of course, Dave Stoop has just taken everybody to the next level when it comes to forgiveness. And Jill has really delved deeply into this invisible woman problem. And Dr. Sherry Keffer, what a blessing, in helping us to understand women who not just codependent, but they've been traumatized. It's really amazing to see what's happened in women in the battle. Well, I want to remind everybody that we've got 12 gifts of Christmas, 12 different options for you, 12 wonderful things like a T-shirt or a hoodie. There's an amazing travel mug with my mom's three sayings. It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. And you never know. That's all right there. An amazing journal. You've got to see these 12 gifts. But if you want one as a thank you, that we can arrange that for giving us a gift. If you want to buy one and then give, that's really what they're for. Buy one for yourself and then give them to somebody else. 12 different gifts. We call them the 12 gifts of Christmas. And there's no better time of year to buy somebody a Bible than for Christmas. It's the perfect present. And if you know somebody that's recovering, the Life Recovery Bible is an amazing gift. Can't beat it. It says to them, I know what you're going through, know how well you're doing, and here's something that's going to help you. And then there is no better Bible. It's the best-selling Bible for men, every man's Bible. Men love this Bible. They're reading it like crazy. And I just can't think of a more honoring gift to a young man or a man than every man's Bible. Our cruise, we're ready for you to sign up, so come and join us, Alaska. It's July next year. In the summer, it's just like around the corner. And we are really excited about, we're flying all the way up to Anchorage, and then we're coming all the way back down. And usually these cruises, you start off in Vancouver, you go up about halfway, come back down. And so this will be very different, very wonderful time, and you're going to love it. Everything from the teaching to the music is going to be special and different. We've got some new artists coming on with us. I think you're really going to like them. Workshops, have you thought about Lose It for Life? Maybe the intensive that we're doing on intimacy, the weekend of February 14th, Francis Chan kicking that off. Marilyn Meeberg is going to come help us. But if you're missing something in the area of sexual intimacy, physical, emotional, spiritual intimacy, that's the weekend to be there. It's February the 14th. You can sign up now. We love you. We care about you. It is year end. If you can help us, please do. And let me just say this to all my friends in Sheridan, Wyoming, where I just was with Larry and Rhonda. I love you. I'm coming back.
You're listening to a classic program from the Archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That number again is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely
free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. We are a listener-supported program, and we want you to support us. You know, if your life has been affected or changed in some way, please do. Or if you want to be part of changing someone's life, I'll tell you, if you're a supporter and you had been at Lose It for Life, you would be so thrilled at some of the changes that took place there. But you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can support this ministry. We'll send you Boundaries Face-to-Face, new hardcover book by John and Henry. Fantastic book to help you have that difficult conversation you've been avoiding. And so that is our gift to those that support this ministry. Now, I read a letter of a person that came to the Lose It for Life Institute. And I want to read this to you. And I want to read something else. It says, I don't even know where or how to start to express my feelings about all of you. I'll address this specifically to my small group because they are the ones that I have come to know most intimately. I came to this Lose It for Life as an alumni who connected with no one at the first Lose It for Life I attended. I reported that almost the moment I left, when I realized I would have another chance, I was determined not to make the same mistake again. At first, it looked like I wouldn't be able to connect, but somehow, through God's provision, I was able to take the first baby step. I don't know the words to tell you how much your love and support and encouragement mean to me. Perhaps they will mean the difference between a new life and a form of death. I had so little hope of ever living a life of meaning or purpose, but now I think maybe I will carry your love and acceptance around in my soul for a long, long time. It will feed me for many of the long, hard, challenging days ahead. You know, she said that we touched her. I got an email. Touched her in a place deep inside that has never been touched before. I really felt loved for the first time. This isn't an easy thing to do. I can't even think about it without getting choked up even now. All your staff did the same for me, too. You know, if we do nothing else at a Lose It for Life Institute, and this is why I think your talk is so powerful, Henry, if we do nothing else but to help some very, very troubled people to learn one thing, and that is that they are loved, we have accomplished our mission. Now, a lot of people wouldn't say, well, what's that? That's no big deal. But you know what? It is the foundational problem of weight loss that we see so often, not really feeling love and acceptance by the God who created you, nor by any other human being on this earth.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, it's not what the Bible says, but it's what happens in the church a lot of times, is that love turns into like a concept or a propositional thing. People are supposed to know it in their heads.
Yeah.
But what the Bible says is that you're supposed to realize it in relationship, incarnational experiences, the doctrine of the church with each other. And to the degree that love is a concept, love never reaches the heart, and the heart stays empty. But when love puts flesh on, like Jesus did when he came to earth, and people begin to experience it in real relationship in the dark, empty places inside, then theology becomes reality, and that's when life change happens.
And that's when, at the Lose It for Life conference, the small groups were so powerful.
Very powerful. And we had great therapists there working with people. There were two things that I heard consistently. One was people saying to me, you said over and over again that it would change our lives, but I didn't think it would. I came anyway. My life is changed. And, you know, that is the bottom line for the Calvary Center, Every Man's Battle, for Lose It for Life. If it isn't going to change a life, we don't want to be a part of it. The other thing that was so troubling to me, but I was so grateful for, is I heard several people say, I came here And if I hadn't gotten anything, I was going back home to kill myself. Mm. This was the last hope for me. And they said, I found that hope here. Mm. So, you know, it's not just some little seminar to help people lose weight. It is something to give people hope in a life-threatening illness that is killing them.
Steve, reminds me of how Jesus approached people. And this is true of Calvary, the whole Calvary Center, as well as Loser for Life, as well as Every Man's Battle, is people came to Jesus wanting something, a king, you know,
right,
or somebody that would make their life better in some way. But they really didn't know. They just knew they had a need. And he addressed the need, and then he addressed the deeper need that this is spiritual, and there's going to be transformation inside you that they had never expected nor anticipated, and then things did get better. People come to Lose It for Life. They go to Calvary. They go to these things thinking, I'll get some information. Mm-hmm. This problem I have is the problem, and they come back saying, it's not the problem. There's another problem, and I'm dealing with that issue, and I get new life. Yeah.
One of my favorite moments of the Institute was a lady standing up there saying, well, you're probably wondering, she was giving her testimony. She had been to a previous Lose It for Life. She says, you may be wondering why someone as heavy as I would be up here as an example for you and an encouragement for you and a testimony for Lose It for Life. She said, well, I may be big, but I'm 85 pounds lighter than I was before.
Wow.
She says, I am halfway to the number, but she said, I am all the way to changing my life forever. Wow. I just loved that. I thought that was so great. And
a great symbol of the process.
We heard another guy stand up there and say, you know, I look kind of big here, but I'm halfway to where I want to be. So it really has helped some people lose weight. But more than that, take the weight away, it does change lives. And we're going to do another one next year, April. If you want information on it, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about it. But it is great to be part of something that changes lives.
It's cool.
There's another thing that changes lives, and that is the church. And often, just like today, one of our callers, they tell us about churches where they don't feel connected or they don't feel like people with problems are accepted. There are just so many churches where that is not the case, where there truly is a ministry for hurting people. And, you know, if you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we'll help you find that church if you can't find it yourself. But I hate it when people say, you know, there's just no church in my area like that. But maybe they haven't gone out to really look for that church.
My experience in traveling around is that the churches that don't listen and don't have any provision are in the minority.
Yeah, that's true.
Just
now,
most churches that are kind of mainstream within the evangelical culture are doing some great, great things in helping people through life's real issues and have some very deep understandings about that.
And they really have a New Testament theology. Which is, it's there's just as a lot of passages about our relationship with God, and then there's a lot of passages about one another, and all the one another's are put into structures and meetings and, you know, ministries in the church. It's really cool.
For some of us, it's more difficult to find those places where you can connect and to connect. But really, that is the number one priority that we have for people at Lose It for Life, is that they build connection. It's our priority for people with troubles, difficulties. It begins with connection, and you start to reconnect, you start to find your life again. That's what we want to help you do. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will tell you about the Everyman's Battle Workshop. Counselors all across this nation, part of our network. I was just reminded by the great Lose It for Life counselors. We had 30 therapists there. Just what great work is going on out there in those centers. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about that, and we'll also allow you, give you permission to support this ministry, and we'll send you the great book, Boundaries Face to Face. Our resource this week, Moments for Families with Prodigals. If you're struggling with your kids, God struggles with His kids too. This is going to be an encouragement to you or a great gift for someone else. And then 6 Steps to Positive Parenting After Divorce. These are great tips that really will help you get beyond the typical trivial things that newly divorced couples get into. And then our other resource is the Young Believer Bible. If you've got a believer or not a believer between 8 and 12, this is a great resource for you. We are so grateful that you joined us today here at New Life Live. I'll have a chat tomorrow at Lose It for Life Institute. If you have a difficulty, a trouble, a struggle, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this classic program from the Archives of New Life Live. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but we also need you to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. That means we depend on your gifts to stay on the air, which is why your financial help is so important. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again next time for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.